Following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro Eastside and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House of Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro Eastside.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
Yes, and here we are again on a Saturday afternoon.
That's right.
2 to 3 p.m.
Tuesday, every Saturday, 2 to 3 p.m. here on
Still transitioning
AM
here.
1590 The Answer. Happy to have all of our listeners on with us.
Yes, absolutely. Hopefully we've had a lot of them transition with us from our Tuesday to our Saturday time.
Absolutely.
And if you did, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for following along with us. And this is the show where we talk about real estate and finance news and trying to give you information that's going to be useful and helpful for you out there when you're slugging it out, trying to buy a home, sell a home, refinance a home.
There's a lot of slugging.
It's a lot of slugging.
We don't just have slugs here.
Yep. Things are complicated out there. And we're always available, too. After hours, you can always reach us. If you have questions, you can reach Reba here at Team Reba on Twitter or info@teamreba.com. Mm-hmm. You can reach me for finance-related questions, confidential, of course. I'm kind of like a priest, but I have a calculator instead of the little neck thing. Anyway, you can reach me at Eric is my banker on Twitter or Eric@ericismybanker.com.
I was going to make a crack about your hair, but there's plenty of bald priests and stuff, too, so never mind.
Not sure where you were going with that, but we'll
I had a flashback to 2.5 years ago when we started the show, and I was doing a lot of those hashtag Eric is bald jokes.
Yeah, they were out there kind of crazy. Well, hey, you know, I lose one for every credit report I pull. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, your hair is going right along with it, so there you go. It's
right.
Following suit, so to speak.
I know.
But, there's still been continued frenzied market activity out there. And even though we've got lots of folks, we've got many people, actually class folks from last year are starting to come back again and talking to us about trying to get in the market because they're seeing the frenzy of activity and realizing like, oh my gosh, and they've been prepping, you know.
Right.
But I do want to remind our listeners, we do have a couple of classes that will be coming up soon.
That's right.
Do you want to talk about the one Marissa and Sarah are doing in May?
I don't have the date right in front of me. Let's come back to that one.
Okay.
Because I think...
did they change the date on it?
I got to just confirm that one, and I'm going to do that while we're on
air. All right. Well, we'll make sure during at least one of these segments to talk about when that class date is going to be.
Absolutely, because Reba and I do teach first-time buyer classes. These are the official classes that are required if you want to take advantage of zero-down type programs and limited down payment programs, special programs. They all require that you take home buyer education.
Yes.
And so we teach those classes. The classes are free. Mm-hmm. They're sponsored by the Washington State Housing Finance Commission, and they are a five-hour class. So it's a good commitment, but man, oh man, we fill it with information that's going to be super helpful and make you a really educated and savvy buyer.
Yeah, we cram pack it.
Oh, yes, we
as
do.
As you like to that's, say. That's we cram
my,
pack it.
That's my term.
Well, so not only do we have Marissa and Sarah doing one in
right.
May, so if somebody's looking to do it in May, we do have some options for
May.
You. There's a couple of them.
We also
you
have
can
June
always contact us at our contact info, too, info@teamreba.com. Let us know you're interested in one of the classes. We can actually send you all the dates if you want to pick from one of them. But you and I are doing one specifically in June.
June 23rd in West Seattle, and that's going to be at the Youngstown Cultural Arts Center right there on Delridge Way. And that class is going to run from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Yes, it is.
But we feed you.
We do. Yeah, and we're some of the only people who do that as well because there's other people who can teach these classes, of course, but they always have everyone brown bag it. But we want to make sure we always have water bottles and we have food there available for
good
you.
Good food.
Yeah, and we want to make sure – what are you trying to, like, make sure that the survey, they get, like, the good, like, five-star on the pizza choice?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. All right. We're prepping the reviews right now.
Right.
I'm more worried about how they review the content of the class, but okay. But we do get usually something like Zeke's Pizza or similar,
absolutely.
You know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But we are trying to make sure that people come and – get taken care of because, you know, we end up usually having to work right through that lunchtime.
That's right.
Because there is so much material to cover.
That's
yes, because
right.
it's cram-packed.
Yep.
Exactly. Well, but it's awesome information. And as you and I both know, many people stay after the fact because they want to answer, you know, their own personal questions. And that's a great opportunity because we cover everything kind of generally speaking in the course itself. And then people want to ask about their personal situations and maybe start getting a head start on that too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So mark that down in your calendars if you or anyone you know is a first-time home buyer or just really want to learn about our current real estate, you know, market and the situation. Yeah, put that down. So June 23rd, that's a Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in West Seattle.
Right. And we do cover, not only do we cover what the Washington State Housing Finance Commission wants us to cover, but we also get into other things like strategy sessions.
Correct.
Like how to actually win an offer, because that is, you know, one of the biggest parts about it. In fact, actually, Annie Fitzsimmons just sent out a video on Friday. I just want to make sure and have our listeners hear this. If you are working with a real estate agent that is putting what seems to be kind of a hopeful timeline for closing, you really need to ask your agent how realistic that is. Because here's one of the things that's been happening. Some people, to try and get other attention besides just the pricing or other terms that are there, closing date is often an important element.
Yes.
And there are people making a massive faux pas of putting an unrealistic closing date, short closing date, and then they're not able to meet it. And this is, you and I know this intimately, that you have to really be talking with your mortgage professional about what is the transaction time needed to get through all the financing, because sellers are not required to give you extensions. And in a hot market like what we have right now, we've seen this happen before. Thankfully, it's not been with our clients, but it has happened where someone has set an unrealistic closing date. That date comes, the financing's not complete, and the seller has full access to go after that earnest money because that person did not perform to their contract. And you don't have much of a fight on your hands.
No,
if
you really don't.
If you picked a date that you can't perform to.
Well, and then all that tends to end up focused on your loan officer, because they're being asked to perform a feat that may or may not be humanly possible, but they'll get
right.
They're gonna
and
be
the thing
focal
is
point.
It's not the lender's issue. This is agents who are making mistakes by choosing to put something out there that is not realistic. So you, the consumer, you have every right to ask and question, what is your agent doing and why are they doing it? And if it's not a realistic thing, you really need to rethink about that professional, because you are the one at risk. You're the one potentially losing your money. And I will tell you right now, as an example of the gentleman we were discussing last week, we had $50,000 earnest money amounts coming in from people, $100,000 earnest money amounts, $20,000. We're not talking small sums of money. My mom in Kansas, when she's doing real estate deals, it's not uncommon to see $500 showing as earnest money. Okay, fine. Right. I might be willing to walk away from that, but 50 grand? Not on your life.
Yeah, yeah. The problem, and if I hear this a lot from buyers, like, why did you set such a short closing period? And usually they say, well, this is what our agent told us to do.
Exactly.
And then because they said, well, let's just get you into contract.
Right.
Then we can try to negotiate an
that
extension later.
That is not the way to do it. Mm-hmm. Not the way to
well,
do it.
Well, the fear, I understand both sides of it, because the buyer's afraid, well, if I don't have this short closing, I'm not going to win this house. And they've lost 5, 6, 7 offers. So now they're doing anything they possibly can
to get in there. You got to just know your risks.
Right. Absolutely. One of my solutions to that is really at the pre-approval stage. We have a buyers come in, you know, we will pre-approve them. Well, there's different levels of pre-approval.
Right.
And, you know, most lenders will stop and they'll do a pre-qualification, which is just their opinion. They think you're going to qualify fine. Mm-hmm. The next level would be a pre-approval electronic one, where maybe they run your credit and then they run your information through an automated underwriting system.
Right.
I saw one of these letters go out recently, and then I saw the full income and information package from this borrower. This customer received a full-on pre-approval letter from a very large lender. I won't say the name, but they might drive around in a big stagecoach. The income did not even come close to supporting the sales price.
No.
Not even close. And so what I recommend is you go one level above an electronic pre-approval.
Right.
And we do a full underwrite.
Yeah.
We collect your income documents, your asset documents. We run credit. We actually process your file as far as we can get down the road before you found a property. That way, and underwrite it.
Right.
And that way, when you find the property, all we got to do is an appraisal, title policy, insurance, and we can close.
So I just want to make a little point about that, because there are some of the larger lenders, and not just the, you know, Windy Farms, not really. there's some other ones that, well, I'm not going to say names, but let's just say they have a blue logo.
Yeah.
And they won't even touch doing one of those.
Right.
They won't even touch it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It becomes a challenge, because that's the thing, is the listing agents, when you have a good quality listing agent, we're asking those questions.
Right.
We're checking to see where that financing level is at. And I already know which of the banks tend to not provide those, mm-hmm. which tells me, well, then you haven't gone through the full document set.
That's right.
And it does put you potentially at a disadvantage when you're in that tight situation. I would rather have that information than mm-hmm. someone misstating a closing timeline. Because my job to talk to my client as a listing agent is to lay out for them the reality of things. Unless somebody really has, like, I got to sell this sucker now.
Mm-hmm.
Hardly anybody wants to be closed in 1 or 2 weeks.
Right.
Not if they're already still living in the house and got to pack their stuff up. And then you got to deal with the liability issues of a post-closing. I mean, we get some people want their money in hand, but mm-hmm. there's risk and liability around all of these different things. And so a good quality professional will be discussing that with their client, not just laying out, like, here's like how I'm going to tell you we're going to do it, versus like, here are some ways this can happen, and let me tell you the good, bad, and ugly of each of them, and then you let me know how you want to proceed.
Right.
Absolutely. The agent shouldn't be making the decisions for you. We actually had that happen recently too, where someone was making the decisions rather than submitting the information to the
seller. Oh, that happens all the time.
And that's not the way it's supposed to be.
Absolutely. Well, we got to take a quick break here, but when we come back, our rate's going up or down.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
And
let's
then
talk
we're
going to
have
it.
Our guest too. So excited.
Stay tuned. More Open House with Team Reba.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.